Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Now, this Monday is bank holiday, but it is also Irish number one day here on 2FM, where we're playing all the non-stop chart toppers throughout the day. So we thought we'd start a bit early to see if we can remember some of the strangest songs that made it to the top spot since the turn of the millennium. DJ and 2FM broadcaster, fabulous Graham Smith, is in studio right now to test our knowledge of the weird and wonderful of the Irish hits. Hello, Graham.
Laura, how is it going?
Not so bad.
I am so excited, not for the bank holiday weekend, but for the next 10 minutes.
You have been putting this together for weeks.
For ages. And it's going to be so much crack. So I've kicked you over into the guest seat.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing over here. I'm so uneasy.
I didn't want you to be able to see any of the names of the clips.
Okay.
So I'm going to play 10 of the strangest number ones in Ireland over the past 20 years. You have to guess what they are.
Okay.
And...
I love this. Let's just get straight into it.
Let's get straight into it.
Okay. No messing around. Let's go.
First of all, who is this?
I want to know. Come on. Let's go, Justin. Feeling fine. National Treasure.
National Treasure, Dustin the Turkey, one out of one. So he topped the charts in November 24, 2001 and stayed there for 2 weeks, kicking Westlife off the top spot, obviously with Sweet Caroline. But his first ever single was a feature on a Zig and Zag tune in 1990 called The Christmas Number One, which got to...
Number one!
Number one. This was his sixth and final number one single for now.
What a day.
Yeah.
Also, what a time. It's time to be alive.
Dustin the Turkey. Okay. You ready for the next
one? I think now I've started off too strong. So.
Yeah. I think you'll get this one now because the name is in the chorus. Can you remember your man's name?
I cannot for the life of me remember his name. But oh my god, God, this is a bop. Ooh, I wanna know if you'll be my girl. Oh my god, are we gonna stay going?
Do you know the rest?
When you start walking down the street, I said that's the type of girl I'd like to meet. She's so pretty, looks so fine. I'm gonna make her mine, no mine. Okay, this is I just realised I'm actually just playing karaoke right now.
Yeah, you are. So this is Austrian DJ Ötzi, who topped the charts in 2001. He stayed there for 5 weeks. It has to be one of the most annoying songs ever, is it?
What are you talking about?
No.
This is
where you and I differ.
Some of us like the crack. And some of us are just a mad nerd.
Some of us like a certain type of crack. This was actually a cover of a song by a chap called Bruce Channel. Are you ready for it?
Go on. Are you probably like this one now, do you?
This is more my vibe.
Yeah, of course it is. Here we go. I wanna know
if you'll be my girl. Like, compare.
That wasn't Dirty Johnson, was it?
Was it?
Yeah.
Compare that to this. No, for me.
I think it speaks volumes about me as a person.
It does.
Honestly.
But in fairness, DJ Ötzi surprisingly had 19 albums. And he also had number one hits with a song called Burger Dance and Stars That Bear Your Name, which I am definitely not playing clips of.
It's like the Breakfast Roll song.
It is like the Breakfast Roll song.
It's a stunning time in our lives.
Okay, our next unusual Irish number one is... I was gonna clean my room until I got
high. I was gonna get up. Honestly, and find the broom, the Irish public just know what's what.
Don't they?
My room is still messed up. And I know why. Why, man? Yeah, cause I got high.
Because I got high. Because I got high. So another 2001 chart topper from...
Very 2001, isn't it?
Afro Man. So we had Afro Man, Dustin and DJ Ötzi, the cream of the crop, really, I have to say. This song was apparently written in a couple of minutes, surprisingly. He recorded it himself, started selling CDs at gigs, and demand just got bigger and bigger and bigger and he was number one in 11 countries worldwide with that.
This is why number ones are unexplainable.
Completely.
They just have the it factor, and we never know what it is until it appears.
But the weird thing is now with streaming, because streaming over the past few years is now counted. Yeah. So the likes of Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, all the massive people, Drake, they just get to number one for like 12 weeks. There's none of these weird songs that get in anymore.
Yeah, which is an absolute travesty.
It is a travesty.
Bring back selling CDs on the side of the street.
Let's bring back that, and let's bring back this. Can you translate the chorus, Laura?
I can. It's called I Love Ketchup on Everything That's Going. Cheeky Girls, ketchup song.
Can you remember the dance to this?
I'm looking at Adam for the rest of the ones. Yeah, I've got. And then forward and back. Yeah, I've
so
got
this was number one for a week. Then Westlife kicked them off. Westlife were just kicking everyone off. And then they went back to number one again for another 2 weeks.
There's a cheeky girl actually who used to, I don't know if it was an urban myth or not, but we used to run with it, who used to go to a pub and tune. And we used to run with that in school. I was like, that was the most famous
thing. Are you joking?
No, I'm not messing around. Yeah, yeah. She used to, one of the cheeky girls, we never had a name, it was just one of the cheeky girls in Gagans and tune.
That is
I need someone to text that in and fact check that for me, but that was one of the greatest rumours of all time. Another, Bono and Cheevers in my law, and then you've got the cheeky girls in Gagans and tune. Oh, wait, it's not the Cheeky Girls at all, is it?
No, it's Last Ketchup.
Why did you let me run with that?
Because I just wanted to hear about the Cheeky Girls.
Honestly, okay, well, anyways, that's Cheeky Girls.
Okay, so Last Ketchup.
Last Ketchup.
They had a debut album called Daughters of the Tomato. This was the lead single
from Stunning.
And the chorus was, in fact...
I said a hit. Huh? No, it wasn't.
Yeah. So now listen to the chorus from the Ketchup song.
Honestly,
the layers to Last Ketchup.
Every day is a school day.
Yeah.
And so if somebody could let me know if Last Ketchup hung out in any bar in Galway, that would also be amazing.
That song is about a lad called Diego who is in a club. The DJ plays his favourite song, which is Rapper's Delight, and he's singing to it in Spanish gibberish.
And this is Spanish gibberish.
That is the Spanish gibberish.
What gibberish to grace the airwaves?
Yeah, and I'll
number
tell you.
Number one for a reason.
Another number one with some gibberish.
Just a quick reminder to everybody, this is still Laura Fox in for Jennifer Zamperetti. It's not the two Johnnies. Just, it's not the evening time. Your bank holiday hasn't started yet.
Cork people would all be gunning for you now if you said the two Johnnies. So this is Tim O'Riordan and Natural Gas, who topped the charts with the Langer on May 20th, 2004, and stayed there for 4 weeks.
I get it though, it's a tune.
Okay, that's fine, I'll agree
again,
with you.
Again with Graham and the lack of crack.
Well, as a dub, I didn't want to explain what a Langer is, so I asked a Corkman to give us a PG version of what a Langer is. So here is Doc Martin.
How do I describe this now that's suitable for on air? A langer is very much a Cork City slang term to describe someone who's just acting the ape. You know, we all know him. The person that you sort of don't want to bump into. You don't want to see him out in public. You don't want to talk to him. You hate seeing the sight of him coming towards you. You're like, oh God, not this fella. It usually describes someone who's loud, sort of an attention seeker, just an old fool. They're just a langer like.
A langer like.
A langer like. Am I a langer? Did you describe me?
You're a bit of a langer.
I'm a bit of a langer,
yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Laura is a langer.
Laura's, oh damn it, it has a bit of a ring to it as well.
The langer that is Laura. There was actually, so they included in this song, the langer has been going for years, but they included Roy Keane and Saipan and everything else because it was the same year. And there's a comment on a boards thread, boards.ie, that says, I have the Langer song as my ringtone on MP3 on my N-Gage. Like, what a 2004 sentence.
That's funny. I love every second of this. Come on.
On to our next unusual number one, and it is this. It's Laura's playlist.
I remember this came on a mini boombox toy out of some like cereal box at some point, and it just used to go Malila, and that was it. on repeat and repeat and repeat. But then it kind of infiltrates your brain. You can't get enough of it.
It does. It's the most Eurovision song that was never a Eurovision song.
Should honestly just enter it now.
It topped the
next
Irish
year,
charts.
Next year, next year. We don't want any competition this year.
So it topped the charts in August 2004. It reached number one in over 27 countries. It has sold over 12 million copies worldwide. So it is one of the best-selling singles ever.
I can see why though, because this is one of those ones that translates perfectly from radio to a club to a creche.
Yeah.
Like you can play this anywhere and everybody's going to be bopping to it.
It hits every demo.
Yeah, love it.
And the title means love from the linden tree.
Oh, stunning.
There you go.
On the linden
trees.
Tree.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah. Okay. Can we go to our next one?
Let's go to our next one.
Here we go.
Bing, bing, bing. Oh, yes!
What's going on? This is Laura Fox on Monday morning at 8 a.m. when no one wants to see her.
Bing, bing.
Okay, which is more annoying, DJ Oatsy or this?
DJ Oatsy. Come on, the Crazy Frog. Don't you speak ill of the Crazy Frog? What a time, though. Do you remember when the Crazy Frog just took off over everything?
Yeah.
It was hitting number ones. There was merch everywhere you went.
Video games.
Yeah. Wasn't there like a line of like sweets as well that were Crazy Frog sweets? There was ice creams. There were, oh, geez. Honestly, a simpler time in life.
And it all started with a 17-year-old Swedish chap who did an impression of himself of an engine, just like a two-stroke engine, normal car engine. He did it, sent it to one of his mates, he put it up on the internet, and then this abomination hit the airwaves and every ringtone ever. Okay, we're gonna go back to homegrown number ones.
Gorgeous.
And I know you're gonna love this. All right, stop, collaborate and listen. Jedward's back with a brand new invention. Something press a hold of me tight. Are you Jedward Stan?
Do you know what? I always, when I was trying to be cool, I would always be like, oh, Jedward. And then when I just realised that there's a simpler way of life and that's being happy, I just leaned into it. Sit down on me. Can't.
And you know Vanilla Ice was actually on this.
Yeah,
so they performed it on the X Factor. Released it in 2010 with Vanilla Ice, spent a week at number one, and they actually had three Irish number ones, Bad Behaviour and Lipstick, the Eurovision song.
Are you even shocked?
I can't believe it.
It is Jedward.
But they haven't released a single since 2020.
They don't need to. They just exist.
We need a new era of Jedward.
Okay, well, we're shouting it out right now. Graham Smith, Jedward, if you're listening, with Gemma Collins. There we go. That's the third person there. That's the collab. Love this. Honestly.
On to our next unusual number one in Ireland.
As the biggest bandwagoner in the country, this is just pure joy, isn't it?
It is. It really is. So this is actually probably the number one which makes the most sense out of all the weird ones since the turn of the millennium. Damien Dempsey, the Dubliners, Brezzy, Danny O'Reilly and the Republic of Ireland football team recorded The Rocky Road to Dublin as The Rocky Road to Poland.
The Irish.
Unfortunately, we are in a group of death and we did get beaten.
Doesn't matter, we'd great we lost number one.
Croatia, Italy and Spain. But this was the big win.
Number one.
Getting to number one.
Number one.
And we are also weirdly presented with an award by FIFA for exemplary behaviour at the Euros in 2012.
Again, circling back to what we're known for, the crack.
Yeah.
Good, clean fun is all we're about.
On your boys and grain.
Just roaring this from the rooftops.
Okay.
It's such a joy when it comes on in a random Irish pub and
isn't
you're foreign now, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's always London. They always shove this on in like the Swan or something.
And you get a terrible point. Okay. We're going to go for one that actually got to number one 2 years ago. This is like the only one in the past 10 or 12 years that was kind of strange that I came across. And one of my favourite songs ever.
Okay. If only could, I'd make a deal with God. And I'd get him to swap places. Be running up that road.
Be running up that hill. Be running up that building. Yeah.
Are we going to agree on something?
Yes.
Great music.
Great music.
Delighted this went into number one. Also delighted about the resurgence again of Kate Bush.
Completely.
That we got to enjoy because then we got to play the original over and over.
Yeah, because she was doing nothing for years. She did those few shows in London that no one could get tickets to. And then, Kate Bush notoriously never gives her music over for licensing for anything.
Yeah.
But she was a big fan of Stranger Things. Yeah. And she was like, okay, you can use it. And she topped the charts in Ireland for 7 weeks, was number one in 8 other countries. So
phenomenal.
A nice pay year for Kate.
A nice pay year for Kate as well. Also, though, this opened it up to a whole new audience of people who would never have heard this before.
Yeah.
And then it was like, wow, what a brand new tune. This is really good fun. And it's like, and then we got to be those old people being like, well.
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 Did you know? Okay, so that they are the 10 from the past 20 years unusual number ones.
That I'm not going to lie, that I've really enjoyed the
Did
last
you?
15 minutes of my life.
Well, I know you've enjoyed it so much that I actually have a bonus one for you. So it's not from the past 20 years, it's from 1996. I'll give you a blast of it. Can you remember this? One Man United. There's only one Man United. And I would like to invite into studio your weekend producer, Mr. Michael Cahill, to give context behind Man United Man by Men United and the Absolutelys.
Yes, I love how Michael's just trying to catch me any way he can. He's just
Good
put
morning,
me on the
Laura
air with her.
Good morning,
Michael Cahill.
Finally, recognition for one of the greatest songs ever recorded, the song Hozier wished he had written, the song Olivia Rodrigo wanted to perform in the Three Arena during the week. It was number one for 4 weeks. In 1996, and went on to become the biggest selling song of the year
that
in 96.
Are you impressed? Wild.
I am not impressed. I'm just, I'm shocked.
Okay. Well, I'll give you a bit of context really
Go for
quickly.
It.
So it was 1996, right? Man United had just won the double. RTE had a charity TV show called The Telethon, right? Presented by the late, great Gay Byrne. They were looking for a song. They asked 2FM to come on board. It was written by the Saw Doctors and a band called the Absolutelys. And they kind of went through the office and just found anyone they could with a half a note in their
no,
head.
No, they didn't. They wanted you.
Well, okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
This is you.
This is me. Did you
this
know
This is you.
Yes. Well, not doing the main vocal.
I didn't know this.
Not doing the main vocal, doing the backing vocal. So we were all presented with record discs and everything at the time. But
what?
You still have
it's a tune.
I was trying to find it in the shed, but I couldn't. But yeah, it went on to become a massive song. And sadly now, myself and my son are Man City fans. It's the only slight problem. So he is really mortified I'm linked into this song in every single way.
So good.
I'm actually, I'm so starstruck right now. This is unbelievable.
Hang on, starstruck? Are you all right? The morning's
the
getting to you.
The best
thing Michael Cahill has ever done.
I'm actually, I don't know how you're not dining out in this still. That's all I would have been doing.
I've been dining out in it for a long time and I've been waiting for any show to pick it up. So what we need now is the revival.
We do.
We need to bring it back. We
you
need
might have been taking a step too far there now.
Get a remix.
What?
Put a donk on it.
Well, look, the EP lineup came out. There has to be room for Man United Man.
Are you
going to
change the lyrics, though? Instead of Man United Man, are you going to be Man City Pretty?
Absolutely.
Man City Pretty.
Yeah. Man City Pretty.
Would you guys do vocals?
Yeah.
I check my schedule and I will get back to you on that one. Michael, what a treat. That was such a nice little surprise. Graham, I would honestly like to put this on the record. Thank you for the best time of my life.
Oh my God.
That was amazing.
It was my pleasure.
I won't stop smiling about this. And remember, this Monday is not just a bank holiday. It's also Irish number one day here on 2FM. Don't worry, we're not just playing these mad ones. We've got some great tunes in there, guys.
What?
Thank you so
Bad.
Much.
Bad. United
Man. Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.